In Salina, gas service has been restored and power is expected to be up and running in most of the city again soon. But after Monday's tornadoes that swept across the region, dozens of families remain homeless. And while the damage in Salina is still being tallied, estimates show the recovery is likely to escalate into millions of dollars. For WISO News, Jason Reynolds reports.
I'm in Salina, where dozens of people were injured and one man was killed when winds from Monday night's EF3 tornado tossed a vehicle into his home. At least 40 families saw their homes destroyed, too. Salina resident Jacob Winning doesn't have a basement. He says he watched the roof of his apartment lift into the air above him as he tried to hide from the storm.
As soon as I went to look into the bathroom, the window blew out. Glass rained everywhere. This big chunk of wood right here come through our window. And this whole ceiling sucked up, and that we could see daylight, and then it laid back down.
The apartments to the right of Winning's unit have their roofs ripped entirely off. Winning's unit is torn open on one side, over the closet. It looks like a giant can opener ran across it. In the parking lot, there's an upside-down car. Another vehicle has all its windows blown out. There's a canoe in the street and a trampoline in a tree. Every half block or so, there's emergency maintenance vehicles of some kind. Power generators reverberate in the air. Winning's girlfriend, Marissa McNally, was at her mother's house. She says she tried to get home after the tornado, but couldn't make it because of all the downed lines and trees. Now, McNally's not sure where she and her baby will live.
We got family and friends about to come out and help us move everything. We're just trying to figure out how we're going to stay in one place until we get our own new place.
A block away, a group of high school seniors is walking around with chainsaws and gas cans. They're helping their neighbors clear debris. This isn't the first time these young men have cleaned up after a tornado. They say they helped clean an area around a Walmart after a tornado 2 years ago. But Abdullah Davlet Boyev says this one feels more personal.
Company buildings destroyed, you know, they can always build those, but these, they got memories, childhood memories growing up here, like belongings, family heirlooms, they got that kind of stuff in there.
One person who lost memories in the storm is Eric Rutledge. He lives in Michigan now and drove all night when he found out his elderly mother had survived the tornado by hiding in the basement of his childhood home. Rutledge and some of his friends are pulling out furniture and boarding up broken windows. They're seeing what they can salvage.
It's kind of hard to take in, and then looking around and seeing all the other neighbors that you grew up with and their houses are destroyed as well. So it's just unreal, to say the least.
Many residents tell WYSO they're proud of the way Salina is pulling together to help people in need. Craig Flack is pastor at the Salina First Church of God. The church is close to the damage, so it's become a hub for collecting donations. Flack has been driving a four-wheeled ATV through the wreckage, delivering food and water to hundreds of civilians and first responders.
We've had like 18 million cases of water. We've got sandwiches, pizza. Pretty much every local business has been donating food. And so just a major outpouring. I wish it didn't take a tornado to bring us all together, but it's been great to see.
On the phone, Salina Mayor Jeffrey Hazel says gas and electricity repairs are moving faster than originally anticipated. But the mayor says the weight of all this destruction is finally starting to show in this usually picturesque town of 10,000. Hazel says he spent the day talking to people in the hardest hit areas.
The initial shock where people were kind of saying, what do I do now? Where do I start? It has worn off, and today the emotional part starts. So we have found people to be a little bit more tear jerky, if you would, realizing that loss. Of course, there are neighbors. So we were able to commiserate a little bit with them, and they feel good because they're seeing people that are helping them, and that's what they want today.
The mayor says many people in this small city, about an hour north of Dayton, are facing a long recovery. And he says after a storm this big, they know getting back to normal is going to take a while. For WYSO News, I'm Jason Reynolds.